On Midwest Week, state workers in Iowa lose some key rights thanks to the legislature and governor. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Aaron Murphy, Lee Enterprises bureau chief in Des Moines, and his work appears here in the Quad City Times. So, Aaron, from here, it looks like the collective bargaining bill passed very quickly. Is that true? And why did it seem to move so fast from committee to the governor?
It did move pretty quickly relative to most bills that you see work through the system. It's not completely unheard of for a bill to move as fast as it did, and they certainly followed all the procedures set in place. A recent example would be earlier this year when they wanted to get the school funding bill done. That moved in a fairly similarly quick time frame. Like I said, it's most bills take weeks, even months, sometimes the full session to get done, and this one moved about as rapidly as it could.
Was this collective bargaining changes, were they proposed in the past, or did it have to wait for Republican control in Des Moines?
These were not changed or were not proposed in the past. Republicans have proposed collective bargaining tweaks in the past, but much more minor, and ironically, none of those that they proposed in the past were in this bill. This was much more expansive, much more deep, and as you alluded to, was something that was never going to get done until Republicans controlled all legs of the so-called tripod at the Capitol with both chambers, the Iowa House and Senate, and the governor's office.
So the new collective bargaining law in Iowa, who does it affect and who doesn't it affect?
It affects most state-level public employees and local public employees as well. They did carve out some exemptions for public safety workers, like state troopers. But other than that, it applies to the vast majority of state and local public employees in the state.
Okay, so we're talking prison guards, yes, teachers, yes, district court employees, people like that, firefighters maybe too?
Yep, absolutely. Anybody who works on top of those, anybody who works in the state agencies here in Des Moines, various agencies, the DOT, all of those are covered, yep.
Now, backers of the bill called it collective bargaining reform. Why was that? What did they want to reform or change?
Well, what they said throughout the process was that the law was old and needed revisiting. It was established in the mid-70s and hadn't been changed too much over the years and certainly hadn't been scaled back. When Democrats had full control of the Capitol, they looked at a few things to expand collective bargaining rights, but nothing that scaled it back like this. The key argument was that Republicans feel that the scales were tipped in favor of public employees when bargaining went for bargaining in general, but especially when disputes went into the arbitration. They felt that the system favored the employees and made it harder for employers to get what they want, even though some of the data that we were able to look at doesn't necessarily show that to be true, that most of the arbitration rulings were pretty spread out between ones that went for the employers and ones that went for the employees.
Yeah, my feeling is that these public workers didn't have all that many rights. I mean, they weren't allowed to strike. It's a right to work state.
And that was the reason for the law in the first place, was to avoid public employee strikes, including teachers. And so then the balance was, the concession was, the public employees agree they won't strike. So then the concession is, here are the things that you're able to collectively bargain for. And now most of those things that they can bargain for have been taken away. And the key thing to note here is you can still bargain for most things, for many things, I should say, but many cannot go to mediation. So what that essentially creates is a take it or leave it system for the employers. They can offer something, and the employee has no recourse to get that offer changed.
Now,
with the exception of wages, that's the only thing they left was wages.
Have there been any major problems recently, Aaron? Any employee work stoppages or things like that would, inspire something like this?
No, nothing like that, and in part because of the law that's been in place that prevents that exact thing, and that was kind of the argument for Democrats that the law has been working. It has served both employers and employees well over the years. And you even had, it was interesting that some of the employers, so whether it's school officials or county supervisors, who the supporters of this bill said would benefit from this, you even had a lot of those saying, look, we didn't ask for these changes, we don't need them, we think the system's working well too. There were people on the flip side of that, I should note, that who did want this and did agree that the scales were tipped as they saw it, and think that this would make it a more fair system. But you also had many that said that the current system is working and the changes weren't needed.
And what about opponents in the legislature? What did they do to try and stop or at least modify the collective bargaining bill?
Yeah, the Democrats who were unanimously opposed to this didn't have a lot of recourse because of the new power structure, as I alluded to earlier, with Republicans in control of all three chambers. Democrats had no recourse to stop this thing. So what they did was introduce a ton of amendments that would have changed it in any number of ways, and of course none of those passed because Republicans voted them down. So basically what Democrats did, all they had left to do was make their case as loudly and as long as they could. So they really drug out debate as long as they could. It one day in the Senate, the debate literally went through the night. They went through the overnight hours and into the next morning. But aside from that, because of the election results and the change in power structure here at the Capitol, there was no way for opponents of this bill to stop it.
Now, I understand some Republicans in the Iowa House and Senate voted no. Who were they?
There were, I believe it was six was the final number, and it was an interesting mix. There wasn't necessarily one, you know, thing that tied them together. One, for example, was from a Dubuque county, a rural Dubuque county district that has been pretty partisan balanced over the years. The representative in there now is a Republican. The previous one was a Democrat. The previous two were Democrats, in fact. So that's one that, and so maybe that's what went into her decision, is that it was a more politically divided voter base that may not be as supportive of this as other Republican districts would. Another was Representative Khalil Bodler, who's a former state trooper. And while state troopers, as I noted, were exempted from this, we had some law, and I don't believe the state troopers, to my recollection, specifically spoke on this, but we had multiple firefighters and other public safety workers speak at the hearings who said, I know you exempted us from this, but we still don't feel it's right. So that could have been a reason that Representative Bodler voted against it. But you had a few, six in the House. Every Senate Republican did support it.
And what about the court challenge? Is there any specific grounds? I mean, is something that might hold up or go against the Iowa Constitution or something?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It sounds like what the unions will argue is that it's unconstitutional because it creates two different classes of public employees and pits public employees against each other, offering protections for one and not the other by creating that carve-out for public safety workers. Whether that is something that holds up in the courts or not, we'll have to see. Wisconsin did something very similar a few years back, and it was challenged in the courts. I don't believe on the same grounds, but it was challenged in the courts and failed. We'll see if the Iowa union's approach is different.